Welcome to Podcast Insider. This is episode 267 for October 28, 2021. I'm Mike Dell, your host. I normally have a co-host, either Todd or Mackenzie, but Todd's on travel and Mackenzie lost her voice, or at least she's got some sort of crud going on. And anyway, she helped me prep for this. We're going to cover our normal news, a best practice, some blueberry news, what's going on around here. We've got a blueberry pro tip from Toby, and we got the question of the week. So yeah, this might be a little bit shorter show since there's not going to be as much back and forth discussion, but that's all right. Every once in a while, I got to pull one of these off myself, right? First in the news is the Federal Trade Commission is warning podcasters to walk the line on endorsement ads. Brands, media buyers, and podcasters are among the hundreds of companies that the Federal Trade Commission has put on notice that could face steep fines if they use endorsement ads to deceive consumers. And, you know, what that means is, you know, you're instead of an actual content piece for your episode, you say something about, well, this widget over here, I'm doing this widget, and you're getting paid for that, and you're not telling them that you're getting paid for that. If you do a review and, you know, you don't let them know that it was a paid review, or, you know, there's a lot of rules when it comes to websites and, you know, podcasts, the same thing. You know, fake reviews seems to be the big thing. But anyway, FTC is warning podcasters to be careful, follow the rules. And I'll have a link to that story in the show notes. There seems to be a lot of companies are adding jobs in the podcasting world. It's kind of strange, you know, like this first one in this group, Sony Music Entertainment appoints Yvonne Gerald and Monaco Toribo. I'm sure I butchered those names, but anyway, they're adding positions that they didn't have before. So Sony Music never really had a vice president of podcast marketing and a vice president of podcast finance. You know, they just didn't have those jobs. But anyway, they'll be based in New York, and should be good for them. You know, like I said, more jobs. Some people are getting promoted. Blake Thompson has been named the executive vice president of the Ramsey Network. Brian Mayfield, who was in that position, has taken a new position at the Ramsey Company, Ramsey Solutions, I guess it's called now. It's, you know, Dave Ramsey Show, you know, the guy that talks about money. Anyway, so Blake will be the executive vice president of the Ramsey Network. Also, PRX Media has added a couple of new podcast content roles. They have Julie Shapiro and Audrey Madrovich, and they'll be serving in newly created roles at the company. Shapiro will serve as vice president of editorial at PRX and Radiotopia, and also be the executive producer of the podcast Ear Hustle, of course. I remember that one. And Madrovich will be the senior director of content of the Radiotopia Podcast Network from PRX. So congratulations on those two taking on new podcasting roles. You know, and then there's more. You know, there's a whole bunch more of the stories like that where this one's getting assigned to this job and all that. And so, you know, I didn't want to go through all of those, but hey, something that us indie podcasters, you know, this is true of a lot of podcasters, you know, and they say that the average podcaster covers 5 different jobs at once. This is from a Muckrack survey reported at Business Wire. Like I said, I have a link and all that, but, you know, we always joke that, you know, the average podcaster is the station manager. They're the program director. They're the talent. They're the editor. They're the researcher. They're the guest booker. They're the, you know, chief bottle washer. And that's, you know, certainly true. You know, on average, you know, the average one, you know, person here, according to Muckrack, is that they take on 5 different roles for the podcast. And, you know, you know, for my personal podcast, I take on all the roles. For this podcast, you know, I'm talent and pre-production, and of course we got Kate doing the editing and all that. We got Mackenzie doing the post-production, you know, as far as getting the podcast up and running, you know, it's kind of that. And, you know, we've got a whole pro team over at blueberrypro.com. We got, you know, Todd and I and, you know, a few other people on the marketing team working for us as well. And, you know, so we got, you know, a whole team behind this one usually. Of course, I'm kind of the chief bottle washer this week. But anyway, so it's not too unusual, obviously, to have people be multiple roles in a podcast and, you know, most of the time, all of them. Mackenzie threw this one in here. I debated whether I wanted to talk about it or not, but Spotify's internal metrics suggest that it has surpassed Apple Podcasts in U.S. listenership. Well, I don't believe a word of it. That's just my humble opinion. You know, maybe in some weird way they could manipulate the statistics to show that it's possible that there's more this or that than Apple, then yeah, great. That makes sense. That's fine. But there's no way that, you know, looking at industry, you know, Blueberry has stats from podcasts, you know, across the whole industry, you know, all types of podcasts, the big, you know, commercial ones, the guy in the basement next to the water heater, all of that. And, you know, Spotify's 1-3%-ish on average across all the shows. On my particular shows that I track, you know, I get nearly zero listens on Spotify. So, yeah, it's, you know, even if true, you know, so what? You know, Apple beats them in downloads, which, you know, you're not going to listen to Spotify on a plane, usually, because I don't think they allow streaming on the Wi-Fi. So, you know, so if you're not downloading the podcast or music or whatever you're going to listen to, so, you know, apps like Apple Podcasts and Overcast and all that stuff always have their place, especially for those of us that fly. Because, like I said, can't get really jump on an airplane using a streaming app that doesn't allow direct downloads. I know Spotify probably does. I really don't know. All I know is I don't believe it, but that's what Spotify says. You make up your mind. Hey, let's go on to our best practice. And today, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit of nostalgia here. Back in the day when podcasting first started and there wasn't a whole lot of shows out there, pretty much everybody in the podcasting world listened to everybody else and everybody promoted everybody else, or at least mentioned them, you know, maybe not a flat-out promotion. But, yeah, I want to talk about, you know, promoting your show the old-fashioned way, you know, with cross-promotion. And it could be cross promotion, you know, within the company. So say you have a company that you're doing 2, 3, 4, 5 podcasts and, you know, you cross promote the, you know, the one on the other, you know, you're doing podcasts about tech. Okay. Well, we have, you know, back in the day, tech was a hot, you know, hot topic in podcasting because, you know, most of us that were into podcasting were kind of on the geeky side. So, you know, we'd be all interested in tech, but so you have a tech show, you know, you listen to 2 or 3 tech shows and then you do your own. And, you know, the people that do those shows, listen to those guys could, you know, get together and, you know, promote each other's show or at least mention each other's show, you know, in the podcasts about podcasting realm, you know, in the podcast help desk, I used to always talk about Daniel J. Lewis and Dave Jackson and, you know, whoever else, you know, that do podcasts about podcasting. Now there's a lot of podcasts about podcasting, including this one. But, you know, we all have our own specialty. Promote, you know, within your niche is what I'm getting at. And you can also swap promos or trailers. You know, a lot of people call them trailers now, but promos. You know, we had these things called promos. In fact, Raw Voice, the parent company of Blueberry, used to own a website or co-own a website called podcastpromos.com. And basically what that was is an exchange where you could upload your promo and then you could look through all the other people's promos and download one or two for your show. And it was, you know, just a way to share cross-promotion amongst podcasters, you know. And that site ran for quite a few years. I don't know specifically why it finally went away. I guess, you know, like I said, this is not that popular now. This is an old-school way, old-fashioned cross-promotion. Because, you know, you could promote your show on another show. Or on your other show. Okay, I already talked about that. But yeah, say you have two shows, you promote one across to the other. Have the other podcasters in your niche on your show. You know, so have the host of, I hate to say competing because it's not true. Even if you're in the same genre, you know, travel podcasts, there might be 10, 12, you know, that you know of. And they're not competing because people that listen to one travel show are probably going to listen to more than one. Cross-promote by actually having them as a guest and vice versa. Be a guest on other shows in your niche. One of the shows, you know, talking about podcasts, about podcasting, is Podcasters Roundtable. That's, you know, usually a bunch of podcasters about podcasting come together and do episodes. Both Todd and I have been on that show a few times and you know, it's periodically they rotate, you know, guests and hosts and topics and whatever. But there's usually a core two or three of them there. But anyway, that's just an example of, you know, cross promoting, you know, within your genre. You could join a network, you know, like the Tech Podcast Network is a loose network. Now, I'm not talking about tightly controlled, everybody does this, everybody does that network. I'm talking about, you know, just get a bunch of your genre together and say, hey, let's call ourselves blah, blah, blah network and throw up a website to promote that. And then you guys could each promote each other on the shows, like Tech Podcast Network. There's something like 100 shows over there. And to be on there, you're supposed to say, you know, that you're a member of the Tech Podcast Network and, you know, give the website so that people can go get some more like-minded shows. I mean, it's definitely a good way to go, you know. And besides that, expand your knowledge and stuff. You know, you may not be the only one that knows anything about underwater basket weaving. But if you talk to and interact with, you know, other podcasters in that niche, you will. It's one of those things that years ago it was much more common. It's not as popular now for the indie podcasters, but as Mackenzie points out, it's incredibly popular on the celebrity shows and the big networks, you know, like Wondery and all that. They are always playing trailers of other shows on the network. And, you know, a lot of the celebrity podcasts, will, you know, they're all within the same network is usually what's going on. So, you know, makes sense. Blueberry news. Todd is on his way home from Sherm. He was down in Austin, Texas at the Society for Human Resource Management. And like I said, that was an event in Austin, Texas. He's on a plane right now, but we'll have to find out next week how that went and all that. Of course, I already know. But, you know, he goes down there and talks about our private internal podcasting. You know, it's another little branch of the company here. And we actually have a blog post about it over on podcastinsider.com. Says there are times you want to keep private. Your company can secure content for executive audiences. That's what the title is. I don't know if that's a proper sentence, but it's a good article about you know, private podcasting and internal podcasting. You know, like for training or for, you know, company memos instead of getting reams of paper or stacks of email. I guess would probably be more like it now. But, you know, instead of having all these, you know, communications flying back and forth, you know, typed, you know, it might be better for certain things to get on a podcast. And that's what that internal podcast product that we have is. And talk about it in the blog post over at podcastinsider.com. Of course, Mackenzie's always looking for podcasters of the month for the rest of this year and into next year. If you think you deserve to be the Blueberry Podcaster of the Month, give Mackenzie an email, mackenzie@blueberry.com. Cho and Mandy, our marketing interns over at Blueberry, have put out a podcast and pretty much left them on their own. So if you want to check out Internal Affairs, it's a new podcast from our marketing interns here at Blueberry, and go check it out. It's at internal-affairs.blueberry.net. So yeah, that was fun. Kind of turned them loose, and they run into a couple little glitches and whatnot, but it's good for us to know where the pain points are. So we sort of threw them to the sharks, and so go check out that show. We'll see how many episodes they actually get. They just have the trailer episode up there right now, so good luck to Cho and Mandy. And here at Blueberry, we haven't posted this job yet, but we will be. So we're going to be looking for a savvy digital marketeer to join the Blueberry team. You know, someone that's savvy in internet marketing and social marketing and, you know, anything like that. If you are that person or you know someone who is, well, just stay tuned because we'll have a full job description and posting pretty soon. I'm going to guess by the end of the week, so, or well, maybe the beginning of next week. But keep a lookout for that if you're interested. And let's see, we got the Blueberry Pro Tip with Toby, interview techniques, and the open-ended question.
Hi there, Toby Goodman here from Blueberry Pro Production. Today, I've got an open-ended question or two for you. Because sometimes, if you haven't experienced this already, in the case where you're speaking with experts who are guests on your show, you may not have had time or been able to do any research on them. That's maybe due to lack of info available, or because they haven't sent something through, or it hasn't come through, or for whatever reason. What ends up happening is there can be an awkward flow in conversation. And so moving to open-ended questions that are almost insurance questions, you take the pressure off yourself and you keep the focus on them. And of course, every podcast guest loves to be made to feel great and important and loves to share what they know. So these are great open-ended questions that will get some long answers and be valuable for you, be valuable for your listeners, and of course, be valuable for your guests. So here are just a few questions. How has your business or skill changed as you've evolved or grown over time? How do you know what to do next? What kind of success have you seen after you've taken this action, or what kind of success have you seen over the past 6 months? What are the easily avoidable mistakes you see others make in your area? What's worth spending time on? What should be delegated? What's the most interesting thing you've seen? What are your favourite resources, and where do you go to get information? What sort of things have surprised you? What's next for you? How do we get started? So, those questions are all very open. They should provide medium to fairly long answers and keep the focus on your guest. They've proved to be really, really valuable, and I hope you can use them. Of course, the answers and the questions won't sound anywhere near as good if you're not having your podcast professionally produced, so the message really gets through. So if you're looking for professional podcast production that sounds beautiful and that gets your podcast sounding the way it should, so you get heard the way you want, then of course, we're right here. Just head over to blueberrypro.com. Thanks a lot.
All right, and this isn't an open-ended question. This is the question of the week for Blueberry. If you want to have us answer a question on the show, you can email me, mike@blueberry.com, spelled the weird way we do, without the E's because we can't afford them. But anyway, question is, Why are all the directories and apps so darn picky about podcast artwork? I'm having a hard time getting mine to pass the size requirements. Yeah, that can be a problem. They are completely psychopathically picky about podcast artwork. And this is not talking about the content of the artwork. Put whatever you want on there. That's fine. We'll have some best practices on what you might want to put there. But anyway, that I'm not talking about the content of the artwork. They're not picky about that. They don't care what you put on there as long as it's not vulgar, I guess. I don't know. But they're really picky about the technical requirements. And the reason why is, well, because Apple wants it that way. And Apple's the one that kind of sets the standard for this kind of stuff. And so we follow what Apple's recommendations are. But they want all the different apps have adapted to this, they wanted square app, exactly square apps, okay? Not one pixel off square. And I know that drives people nuts, but it has to be exactly square. Has to be 1400 by 1400 pixels, not 1399 by 1401 or anything like that. And it can be up to 3000 pixels, but just remember 3000 pixels of image is enough to blow it up to a billboard size. Okay, no need for that. Most people look at it and maybe at most, even on the big phones, the image is 2 inches by 2 inches, but most of the time it's about an inch by an inch, okay? You don't need it to be super high resolution. 1400 by 1400 is perfect. Has to be in the RGB color space. That's red, green, blue. Anything that's on the internet is pretty much RGB, so that's not hard to do. It has to be a ping or a JPEG, and the difference between ping and JPEG, and, since Todd's not here, I'm going to get a little geeky. But ping is good for minimally a number of colors. Like a logo that's three colors or four colors, no big gradients or no gradients at all. Just one constant, color, a few of those, the shell gasoline logo is just orange, red, and white. If you make a square out of it, it'd be orange, red, and then a white background or a black background, whatever. But that's three or four colors. That would be much smaller in file size if it was a ping rather than a JPEG. But if I got a picture of, me, real live photograph of anything, really, my dog, me, whatever, but it's a, real photograph of something that has millions of colors in it, a continuous tone image, they call it, CT image, but a continuous tone image is a photograph that has millions of colors in it. And if you do that as a ping, it's going to be absolutely huge. If you do it as a JPEG, it's going to be smaller. So anyway, enough geeky graphics talk. But suffice it to say, try it both ways if you're not sure what kind of image you have. And whichever one's smaller is better, because you should have it under 500 kilobytes in size. That's one half of 1 megabyte. I know, and that's where, with a 3,000 pixel image, it's really hard to do that. In Photoshop or Photoshop Express Online, it's an app on your iPhone, iPad, and Android. But when you save the image out as a JPEG, it'll ask you for a quality. For podcasting, 5:4, don't make it 10 or 12, 5:4, somewhere in there. And then, it looks totally fine and it'll stay under that size. But the whole idea is that you want the size smaller, and you can edit your images again in Photoshop. There's Photoshop Express app, which I never really heard of until I was looking into this. But Canva is another one. You can do it. I think it's free, for, just a few here and there. But of course, you can have a designer make you your podcast artwork. You can probably find one over at Fiverr.com that'll be relatively cheap, you know, $20, $25, something like that. But, you know, have something made. You have to have an image too, you know. So make sure you you get that image. And it's not an afterthought either. You know, a lot of people don't think about the image. You know, or they'll upload an image that is rectangular, which is fine, but it's not, you know, it's fine for a logo, but it's not going to work as podcast art. But if you, you know, open it up in Canva and then just make it square, you know, don't distort it. Just put what's there there and then add enough to the top and bottom or left and right to make it square. That's another way to do it. So anyway, enough about that. If you got a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to Mike at blueberry.com. It can be audio, text, or video, and we may use it on the show. Best place for support with any Blueberry product services is our ticket system. That's because if you send an email to one person on the team, they may be on vacation, or they may not be the right person to answer that particular question. So use our ticket system over at blueberry.com/support. It gives the whole team access rather than, you know, having direct emails or direct phone calls. All right, coming to you this week from Mike Dell's World Studio in Northern Michigan, produced by the Blueberry Pro production team. You can schedule a one-on-one with Todd, and that's for hosting customers only, Todd at blueberry.com. And we'll do a little half-hour consult with you, you know, talk about your show, talk about strategy, you know, anything of that sort. So check it out, Todd at blueberry.com. If you want to schedule a tech checkup with me, that's also for our hosting customers only. You can email Mike at blueberry.com and we will, or I will, send you my calendar link and we'll get you on the calendar and we'll do it. We'll make sure everything's set up right. Tech checkup. And you can send us your podcast sticker in a self-addressed stamped envelope. And Todd was saying we may drop this stamped envelope, but at least, you know, if you want to get a care package from us, you can send us a sticker. We'll send you back, you know, some stickers and some other stuff and all kinds of blueberry paraphernalia. And our mailing list will be in the show notes. Everybody have a good week. Again, thanks to Kate for hopefully cleaning this up and making me sound smarter. Sorry, I'm kind of losing my voice here too. I guess it's the fall crud. Everybody have a good week.